notoriously Sydney and unmistakably Aussie, like the Australiano, a unique taste of McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round for radio now for QZ and Aaron.
Look, there's a lot to give. A lot of giving today.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be great. We've got heaps of prizes, so that's excellent. Can I just reiterate the stupidity of the fact that you've got to wear a mask on a plane, but you don't have to wear it while you're lining up to get on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just...
And you can take it off for 40 minutes while you eat, drink, and sit there and breathe on your co-travellers. It is the most ridiculous. It's just stupid.
It is really stupid.
I don't know, man. No, I love masks. Sorry.
I know you're a mask guy.
I've always, I've been waiting for this. I love it. It stops infection, and it's just the way it is.
The anonymity.
Oh, goodness me.
I don't mind.
The anonymity. I don't mind that too.
Yeah.
No, I hate the anonymity.
No, so you would. That's so
I hate the word.
Normally, I probably would too.
But also, there's the double standards and the well, come on, Ed. You're going to wear, actually, he's a mask guy. No. All right, fair enough. Yeah. You know what? I want to...
Really solid argument you outlined then.
That he's a mask guy.
No, you buckled.
I know, because he's intransient. Is that a word? Intransient?
I
wouldn't have thought so. Intransient?
You two are really setting yourself a task word-wise this morning, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate Erin Molan. It's rare that I do this, but...
Very rare.
Can we come back? Because I think she's a hero. And this will probably make Ed angry as well, actually. So,
yeah, I'm not thrilled.
I'm here to celebrate you and what you've done today. And Ed, if you're going to be the opposite, you can be. You know?
I was planning on it. But I've got 6 minutes done the rest to think about it.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
You know what? I want to celebrate Erin Molan because she's swimming against the tide. She's going against popular opinion. She's not going with the crowd. She's here. And how would you describe your health at the moment, Erin?
It's not great.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've certainly been better.
But you're here.
Absolutely.
In today's society, that's frowned upon.
Oh, I know.
She's turned up to work crook.
Mm. Sick, very sick.
And
contagious.
And probably. I did
super
COVID.
Spreading.
Yeah.
Probably. And I'm here for it.
Why are you here for it?
Why am I here for it? Mm. Because I'm sick of everyone being sick.
Yeah.
And now you have a sniffle and you stay home. She hasn't done that. She's soldiered on.
But I just get too, I'm too scared to say I'm sick. I worry about the backlash from you.
Well, there's no backlash from me. That's,
I'm on board. This is good stuff. Tyrant.
No, I'm here to celebrate you being here.
I'm worried about the texts that had come when I woke up from my... deathly ill slumber.
Thank you for turning.
Do you know
that, you brought Abby in to fill in?
Abby does the nights,
Charlotte.
Mate.
Charlotte, she's got a great future.
You're talking about a Neighbours actor who's looking for work. She does want to be on Have You Been Paying Attention as well. So Ed, can you sort that out?
Absolutely, I can.
So everyone
take a week off for her.
Look, you know what this. What you're doing is what my 11-year-old daughter last night did. She played basketball sick.
So she's
giving it to them as now. She's doing whatever she's going.
You know what? I was doing the scoring next with one of the opposition parents, and you know he was saying that girl's playing well, and I said that's my daughter. And you know what I wanted to say? And she's really sick.
Yeah.
But I couldn't say it because you can't say that.
People frown upon it now. It's no longer a heroic act. It used to be like you're so noble if you work sick, but now it's like, you're spreading, you're going to kill people.
But so many kids are having days off school with a tiny sniffle. It's ridiculous. Even last night, I was cheering my daughter on saying, keep running, keep running, keep running. You know what she said after the match?
What?
She said, Dad, when you yelled out, keep running, I said, did you love it? She said, I wanted to run over and punch you in the face.
Oh, wow. That's
not bad, actually. She's feeling better.
That's
because she felt so ill.
That's a good
thing. Yeah, no. It's got a death match vibe. It's got a real sort of North Korean gymnastics training vibe to it.
Nadia Comaneci and Olga Corbett, yeah. I think something that actually stuck, I picked up Eliza from preschool yesterday and they were giving a kid Panadol.
What?
So maybe this is actually, maybe it's this back, is a new baby. Movement. Send them in whatever state they're in. else's problem.
I'm here for that. I'll hand it out. I'll stand out in front of schools with Panadol. You all right? Get in there. Get in there.
You little Cotrol. Softy.
Grandma's recipe with the good stuff in it. You get in there and you learn.
No dose. No dose. Yeah. What did you guys give Raph?
No, we don't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The power gel.
It's a power gel, mate. It's not illegal.
Yeah, he's still running. You see, if you're in the M4 this morning, watch out for an 11-year-old.
He's 13.
Looking behind with a white face of fear.
He's almost as tall as me.
Pale and scared.
You can whatever. Look, I put it to you that there's very few people now who go to work sick, and I want to celebrate the ones who do.
Yeah, let's do it.
You will not get a single human, even though I've got family passes to Taronga Zoo to give, I'll be able to keep them for myself and sell them on eBay, because there is not a single human being currently listening that is willing to call up and say, yep, I still went to work when I wasn't feeling well. I soldiered on. I powered through. That is a thing of the past. And you're a figment. No, you're a relic. You should be a statue that should be torn down.
No. 13, 10, 60, we're old school. Do you still go to work when you're sick?
Actually, I was just going to say quickly, Ed, that the latest thing I heard on the statue thing is they're now saying instead of tearing them down, you just have to put a plaque saying the bad stuff they did as well as the good stuff.
Me lying in bed thinking, hang on, that was wrong.
Yeah, I think day before I'd said something like, you can win 800,000 830. So to be honest, we've all failed.
But you haven't failed.
Two of us.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point.
Well, you're meant to be knowing what's going on.
The standard that you walk past exactly. Ed is the standard you accept.
Tell you what, the standard that you get sneezed on this morning is the standard that you accept, because Erin Mullen's come to work with what we suspected monkeypox. Hughie thinks it's a great idea. I'm not into it.
No, she's had a COVID test. She doesn't have COVID.
Not COVID. I've got a sore throat.
No, you're better off at work.
I agree entirely. It's
like I used to work at the meat works and I'd have a massive hangover and I'd want to stay home, but no, I can get paid to be sick. So I'd turn up with a shocking hangover.
But see, that's not going to, like, you can't catch that. But that's fine.
If you have a massive hangover, don't have a meat pie for smoker, though. I'll tell you, that's just a bad idea. God. Terrible idea.
Ooh, that's not great. Now, I'm surprised, but here they are. Because there are people who are, quote, soldiering on.
Yeah.
Zuko from Cronulla, are you soldiering on?
Yes.
Now, do you feel heard? Do you feel listened to after you heard our conversation this morning?
I do. I mean, there's not many of us that soldier on. It is a dying trait. but you're right, I don't get paid to be sick.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what? That's pretty hot.
Hughie's got this system where he docks our pay if we're sick, Zuko, so it's just not an option.
You appreciate that, though, don't you, Zuko? What do you do for a job?
I drive trucks.
Yeah, what sort of trucks?
Well, this one's for garbage trucks.
Yeah, so if you don't turn up, people get left with stinking full wheelie bins out the front of their house.
I swore that one day I'd clean up this town.
Yeah, you are. And tell me, Zuko, because you're collecting rubbish in Cronulla, is it mainly ScoMo for PM posters that are filling the trucks at the moment?
No, it's recyclable.
There
you go.
They would be, wouldn't they?
He is saving the planet, and he's not going to save the planet from home, is he? He's going to save the planet when he turns up crook.
Yeah, good on you, Zuko. I'm a proud legend. Fellow sicko today. Well done.
Now, here, let's go to the other side of town. Ben from Camden, are you soldiering on?
Yes, I'm away to work right now.
Yeah, and you feel awful, don't you, Ben?
I've got the flu.
Yep. You keep going to work, don't you? Turn around.
But people are taking 3 months off with the flu.
Oh, pathetic.
Yeah, you haven't missed a day, have you?
No, I haven't missed a day. I've got the wife, she's crook, going to school. Talking about the kids. My daughter was sent home from school yesterday because she had a little sniffle.
Oh, God. They don't want to look after her. So she should be at school, box of tissues, just don't sneeze too much in class.
Just in the fetal position in a corner if she needs to be,
That's it.
Learning. Yeah. Not even learning,
just there, just surviving.
You know what? If they turn up, it's our decision to have them at school. What are you? Is it the World Health Organization now running these schools? Poor Ben.
No, because they're run somewhat well. So, the family pass to Taronga Zoo. Thank you both for soldiering on. It's in there in Sydney's new 104.1 to Day FM. I got a financial expert coming on to tell us about the cost of living and what we can do to relieve it shortly.
Stamp duty too? What's going on with that?
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
I just say, if my daughter didn't play sick basketball last night, their team would have had to cancel. Because three of her teammates pulled out through illness.
So it's about not letting other people down, getting everyone else who's there sick is probably letting people down. So I don't know, it's a tough one.
She was still top scorer on her team. She scored 4 golden points, you know. So
how many points did the other team get in total?
Well, more than our team, but, you know, it was 12-8 final score. Not too bad.
Sorry, 12-8.
It's close, man. It's
what,
two basket
for a whole
game?
Yes, a whole game.
Hardly seems worth it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's weird.
Mate, did you play basketball last night? No, too busy, you know.
Looking after my newborn daughter?
Yeah.
Well, why haven't you already enrolled her in some team sport?
She is. She's doing Call of Duty. She's on COD.
Can I just name you three really soft big superstars? Mick Jagger pulled out of his show in Amsterdam, COVID. So Ringo Starr forced to postpone, COVID. Ozzy Osbourne, surgery to realign pins in his neck and his back. Justin Bieber, face paralysis. Cancelled his tour. I mean,
look, I'll almost forgive him for face paralysis.
Not only half his face, only half his face.
Oh, man, you got a half Bieber? You turn up for half Bieber? Maybe you would. Maybe
I'd take a quarter
half
Bieber.
Half price ticks. Bieber tonight is half price.
No, he just has to stand with his working half face to the crowd.
Phantom of the Opera.
You know what?
Yes.
Also, only the left-hand side of the auditorium is full. You know?
Well, these are amazing solutions. And so after the news, we got Effie Zahos coming on. This is the cost of living, changes to stamp duty, what's actually cheap at the moment, cost of living. We're going deep in cost of living. We've got some solutions for folks. Absolutely.
It's a segment you cannot afford to miss.
Well done, young man.
No matter how you feel. So turn the heater up if you can afford it. But a lot of people can't because the cost of living's gone through the roof.
Yeah. And joining us to talk about all things money, today's show money expert and podcaster for Real Money, Effie Zahos. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Effie, you've never been more in demand, have you? Because people are people are freaking out, aren't they, Effie?
I love a good crisis. Yes, I do.
This is like your version of epidemiologists and COVID.
It's been an unusual time, isn't it? And jokes aside, we are really feeling this. I mean, you know, we had the pandemic. We ripped out billions out of our super fund to try and, you know, stay afloat. We thought we were over it. I mean, have a look at the share market yesterday. We now heard even the RBA saying that inflation, get a load of this, will go up to 7%, so things will get worse before better.
On a note about the super people ripping money out of their super, they're the lucky ones, though, aren't they? Because everyone's super's gone down.
I love how you put an optimistic spin on that. I guess. No.
Super's vital. It's vital.
Well, look, it just shows that we don't have like a cash cushion. I call it a cash cushion. The reason being is that if we've had to rip our money out of super, then it just shows we don't have money for a rainy day. And I get that because life throws ridiculous curveballs at you. But it's so important. And I always say, even if it's just $500 sitting in account there, it's what you should be aiming for to try and, you know, get, you know, kind of overcome these obstacles.
Yeah. It's not even about just having the money. It's that anxiety that you get when you don't. Like, you know, it's a bit of security, isn't it, for people just having that little bit there?
There is, Erin. And also, let's try and be positive about this. For homeowners, yes, you're going to see more rate rises. We'll probably see a double hit next month of say, 0.5%. The good news is, hopefully, if you're an old borrower, so to speak, you've had your loan for a while, you should have enough buffer there to buy you some time.
Yeah.
If you're a new borrower, your home lender should have actually assessed your loan with a 3% buffer, which buys you time probably till the end of the year.
Is that what they do generally, Effie? They have to legally or ethically look at what potentially could happen with interest rates?
Absolutely, Erin. Yeah. So if you go and get a loan and it's at 2%, they should have assessed that, hey, can Erin still afford that at 5%?
Right.
But the problem is, I mean, what did we do during lockdown? We all brought a second car. We brought a boat to tow. We bought a caravan to travel around. We racked up a lot of personal debt. So what you may have looked like when your lender assessed you could be completely different to where you stand today.
And the I saw a stat the other day that the Australians have more debt than pretty much anyone in the world.
Yeah, we're definitely up there. We're up there, I think, in the top three. We do like our personal debt. The thing is also, like, I'm seeing a whole lot of rates change, and I'm seeing some lenders give amazing offers. You get, you know, some of giving 300,000 Qantas frequent flyer points for you to refinance to them. Because what happens when interest rates go up, lending goes down. So they're going to finally start looking at existing customers. They're going to start loving you again. Mm-hmm. So you're in the driver's seat there at least, because there are loans still under 2%.
Yeah.
How long they'll last for? Who knows? But the point is, if you are paying more than, say, 3 or 4%, have a look around. Yeah, refinance.
That's a good one.
It's a really good tip.
It's a great call.
Yeah, absolutely. Effie, a place exactly the same as mine that I bought at the start of this year has just gone on the market for, what would it be like, almost 10% less than what I paid for mine. Stamp duty. So this could be good, this what's happening with property at the moment for people looking to get into the market, and particularly with stamp duty and what the New South Wales government might be doing.
Yeah, so what we'll probably know next week in the budget, the New South Wales budget, it may be the beginning of the end of stamp duty. Oh, and I can hear everybody going, yay, yay, because that costs so much. You know, for a typical home in Sydney, no surprise, you probably have to cough up $50,000 in stamp duty if you're not a first-time buyer and don't get concessions. So what they're looking at is exactly what you said. Instead of paying an upfront payment, what they're saying is, hey, how about you pay a land tax? The details aren't all there yet, but they did have a proposal. I'll give you an example. If you are a type of person that doesn't buy the forever home, then you're going to love this, because it's going to be a lot cheaper just to pay a monthly tax than a big upfront, and that stops you from getting into the property. But if you're like my mum and dad that have been in the house since I was born, then you may not like this too, because that's an ongoing bill and it does add up over time. But look, no doubt about it, stamp duty is a big hurdle for a lot of people. So, you know, my personal opinion, I think land tax is a better way to go.
Yeah.
All right.
No tax is the best way to go. We had no tax.
Different system.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Now, you know, all the reports of the cost of living's going through the roof. Absolute nightmare to go to the supermarket, and you want to feed your kids fresh veggies because you're a good parent. And then you hear a report like this and you think, why do I even bother turning up?
Iceberg lettuce has surged to $12 a head at some supermarkets, while capsicum have been spotted at an eye-watering $15 a kilo. Along with onions, the price of potatoes has also tipped to soar.
When I hear the price of potatoes is going to soar,
That's like poverty food, potatoes.
Staple.
During the famine.
Exactly. That fed a whole country, Ireland, for 300 years.
Ireland.
Till the English took their potatoes off them.
Yeah.
You know, that was terrible.
It was really mean.
But you know what? Capsicum, who cares? Honestly.
I know.
Why do
people call it pepper as well? Some people say like my partner says peppers. Like, it's capsicum.
And lettuce. I mean, lettuce has been, no one's, I mean, lettuce you just peel off all the back. You know,
it's just
lettuce.
Water.
You know? So, yeah, like, but.
You promised me some good news.
I know. I've
got
salvation
some good
of
news.
Humankind.
The superfood, the food to end all foods, the food that young people eat instead of buying apartments. Avocados. Yeah. I bought 3 avocados the other day for $4.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you steal 2 of them?
No. 3 for $4. Do the math. That was $1.33 an avocado. Mm-hmm. Avocado has every nutrient known to man that is good for you.
May I stop you,
Please,
Aaron? I thought this might happen, and it's time to come clean, because off air for a number of months now, and even directly to the person involved, he has been shouting about the fact that he wasn't picked to do the ads for avocados.
Yeah, true.
I believe we've got it here. We get to hear which great comedian they did pick instead.
Yeah.
Australian avocados, a national treasure at every table, as green and gold as our nation itself, which is why we're making ourselves the official, unofficial sponsor of pretty much everything Australian, ever.
That's the great comedian Nazim Hussain. The first time
God,
he saw the
so funny. Isn't
he the first time he a $1 million smile they say he's got. And when Hughesy first saw the ad, I was in his presence. You were out of the studio, Aaron, and he said, "Why is that guy getting all of the ads? Don't they know I love avocados?" So let's just put that on the table as to why this is happening.
Pathetic audition attempt to steal a gig from Corner's Aim.
I'm not gonna lie, that ad is triggering for me, especially
that's what I thought.
The other day when my 13-year-old son saw that ad on TV and said, "Dad, why is he doing that ad? Yeah. Why aren't you doing that ad?"
Yeah.
And he said it not because he was backing me, and he said it to hurt me, my own son.
Yep.
I said, "Mate, I've done ads, you know." Yeah. And he said, "Well, you're not doing them anymore." I said, "Well, I'll do them again."
Yeah, you might. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, asbestos, Russian oil, those are the only two companies left for you, really, that want your services.
No, that's not true. But can we just get back? Can we get back?
Tasty, the new McDonald's?
No, put all that aside, avocados are amazing.
That is true.
And they are so cheap.
That is true as well.
A whole avocado is a meal. All you need is an avocado.
No, don't eat the pip, though.
No, you don't eat the pip. No.
You said the whole avocado. All right, not the
flesh.
All right. Well, why don't you take the flesh off?
And the pip out.
No, whatever. What I'm saying is all you need is some salt, a sachet of salt, which you can get free when you
at Macca's.
Yes.
Or Hungry Jack's.
Or anywhere. One of these great companies.
What?
I'm saying is that can anyone else give me anything? I've brought something to the table here.
No, I like avocados. All right, so the game is if lettuces are $100 each, what is cheap? So if you swap something out for something else.
I got something, Ed.
All right, we'll save it.
Who's got something? Too.
So 13-10-60 lines are open. What are we going to give folks? Because folks need some love. Hey, for giving us some love.
What about a $100 voucher for Bonds?
Get out of it.
What?
Yes.
All right. Clothing company.
Yeah, $100 to spend at beautiful Bonds with their unbelievable clothing. 13-10-60 lines are open. If lettuce is $1,000, what are you substituting out? Give us some good cheap cost of living tips. What are the foods that you can afford? 13-10-60 lines are open.
Where do you get them from too? Great Give call. Us a hot tip.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
This is your cost of living radio show because we're here about we're here to make life easier. I've already told you avocados are as cheap as chips. You know, you can feed the whole family on avocados.
Yeah, my reports coming in that the supermarkets in and around Town Hall have got them for $1.20.
Wow, even cheaper than $3 for $4.
Yeah,
ridiculous. My little thing was I used to always buy rice in those microwavable, heat-upable plastic containers.
Yeah.
And last week I bought a big packet of rice that you have to boil.
Yeah. Well, how's the cost of how's 2 minute noodles going, actually?
Is it the Mee Goreng? Because you've got to remember, it's always in the top 10 bestsellers in Coles, the bulk buy of the Mee Goreng noodles, the student staple.
So not the Maggi, it's more Mee Goreng's more authentic, aren't they?
Yes, si, senor.
And my children like them raw as well. So you save on gas. You don't have to boil the water.
That's a great thing.
You just give your kids a brick of 2 minute noodles and they can eat it on the go.
Well, that's
ticks
great
every nutritional
to hear.
Box too, I'm sure.
There's so much starch. Anna from Strathfield is coming in hot with a cost of living tip. What are you doing, Anna?
I just go every second day to my parents' place. I drive to my dad's backyard and I take carrots and whatever I can find in his veggie pack and I use that. I'm not going to spend a cent.
They're free for you, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Can
yes,
we all do are. That? Anna, would he be open to a few more visitors?
I don't know. He'll probably start charging then.
Is he cracking it or not? Is he happy for you to take his carrots or is he trying to ration them now?
I think he's happy that I go there now. But he's saying, "Oh, you see, now you come. Now you ain't there. You don't go."
You're a genius. Well done, Anna. Bonds for you. Are we going to keep this rolling? Because we've got a lot of tips coming in. They're coming in hot.
Can you plant seeds just in public land? Yeah. Can we do that?
There is a public vegetable garden around the unit blocks near where I live where it's basically a public veggie garden.
Yeah, but can't we just start digging up lawn? Public lawn.
Maybe it's not public, actually.
I had a mate that was doing that in the national park, but I didn't like
it. It wasn't vegetables, was it?
You know what? Because the cost of living's through the roof, so it's the survival of the fittest and the smartest. How can we still eat well?
How about this? Aaron Molan, lettuce is at $12 a head in some places.
That's ridiculous.
But that's not stopping Nadia from Belmore, because she's coming in hot with a tip. Take it away, Nadia. What's going on with lettuce?
Lettuce. We've substituted for mixed bag lettuce, but what I found yesterday at Crazy Fruit World in Belmore was a half price lettuce of $5.99.
And was it in good condition?
It was fantastic, actually. I cut it up and I made a beautiful salad out of it and iceberg lettuce. I had a response with people going, okay, this is the most prized item right now. Where did you find this?
Crazy Fruit World, Burwood Road in Belmore. The only thing crazy is the prices.
You know what?
$5.99.
Absolutely. Wow. How do we keep it crisp? How do we keep our lettuce hard?
Oh, no, TikTok is mainly that. There are ways. We can't go into that here.
Just bang it in the freezer?
No.
Why not?
No. Can't you freeze lettuce?
Can you not freeze lettuce?
Probably
it's like
not.
Vodka. No, there's a...
Can you freeze vodka?
No, that's why I said it.
Oh, right.
Can't you freeze vodka?
Oh, God.
Why can't you freeze vodka?
I might go.
Does it not freeze?
I imagine it would.
So
it's liquid.
It doesn't have a taste, does it?
Every
it has
liquid
smell.
Freezes.
No, it doesn't have a smell. Or is it a taste? What doesn't it have?
You can inject it in watermelons. But don't do that. Don't do that and take it into sporting events, because I think that's illegal.
Not
that
for is children.
True. So all the young people are on the watermelon. Why are they acting so crazy?
Why are they all passed out?
Don't inject vodka into your watermelon and then forget about it and give it to your kids for play lunch. That would be terrible. Actually, don't do that.
Thank you so much. Now, Patricia from St. Ives, I know that you really took heed to the watermelon advice that you're receiving, but what have you got for us? Here we go. Give us your hack.
Yeah, I have two hacks. The first one is I swap fresh vegetables for frozen vegetables.
Boom.
So, for example, beans, you buy them frozen, and broccoli and cauliflower, so you pretty much cut the price more than half.
Oh, so it's much cheaper frozen.
But also, Patricia, can I say this to you? There's no wastage then. So because we know everyone has the best intentions to eat all their stuff, and then they put it in you put it in the vegetable crisper and it just stays there and goes off.
Yes. Exactly, and it's actually not frozen, so there's more nutrients in it when they are frozen than fresh.
It's such a good point, because I try and I end up throwing out, I reckon, 70 to 80% of my fresh produce every week, because I have the best intentions, so, and then it's just easy
just
not to.
Just buy frozen.
Well, you just reminded me then of the second hack, which is I buy out my fresh fruit and vegetables seasonal, for example, avocados and blueberries, and I freeze them for later on in the year to use in smoothies and whatnot. So that works well too.
Oh, my God.
At $1.20 an avocado, it's probably worth buying a new freezer just for your avocado.
Hughie, Ed and Aaron.
I'm sick to death of international superstars promoting illegal activity. Have a listen to this Ed Sheeran song. Graffiti on the overpass is vandalism.
Thank you so
Graffiti much. Graffiti is bad, and I know I've got first-hand experience. The other day I was at my block of flats, just trying, I don't know what I was doing. I was at my block of flats.
At your block of flats. Yep, go on.
And this bloke who lives across the road wandered out and said, "When are you getting rid of that graffiti?" I said, "What graffiti?" And he pointed out tagging. It was tagging on the pylons.
Yeah.
I said, "I don't know, mate." He said, "Can you do it? It is bringing down the tone of the neighborhood." So I had to go to a place, a hardware store, and get some graffiti remover and some paint, and I had to spend all my public holiday untagging my own block of flats.
God, that's hard when you own a block of flats. You've got to scrub off graffiti.
What do you see on my boots right now, Aaron?
Splattered white substance.
Exactly. That is paint from what I had to do. I'm now tarnished by my own hard work. So if you've got a spray can out there.
So relatable. And if your block of flats has been attacked as well, make sure you let us know.
Give us a call. Harry Triggeroff, the guy from Meriton, if you want to call us.
Think about him.
Jerry Schwartz, Dr. Jerry Schwartz will call in.
Harry Seidler, he must be furious. Give us a call, Harry. Tell us you don't like it very much.
Put the can down.
And if you see our billboard, the Hughes Ed and Erin billboard,
this is a challenge.
And you've got a spray can, make sure
don't
you
just
only
do me
deface
this time.
Him.
Yeah.
And you know the item to put near his face. You know, I don't need to tell you what it is. You know what to put there.
There's a purple emoji that looks very similar to that.
You know the one.
You people are awful. Erin, you have an issue with your daughter. I think you should be Mother of the Year. You're a great mother. You just had a great birthday party. You're constantly buying your daughter presents and she appreciates them.
No, she certainly doesn't appreciate them. But what I need is a how-to on how to get her to eat vegetables. We went through like a couple of weeks stage where she was really good and she started to eat them and I'd make games with it and she'd hoe down on broccoli, the whole shebang. And then last night, this just started happening again.
Eliza, dinner.
No!
Oh. Please eat your dinner.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
But you haven't tried it.
I don't want it.
So anyway, that's please basically, I reckon, 30 minutes last night. I then offered her chocolate. And
oh. Did you take the chocolate?
Well, yeah, because I said to her, eat your dinner and then you can have the chocolate, and she wouldn't do it. So then I said, okay, have the chocolate if you promise you'll eat your dinner. So I gave her the chocolate. And then she pulls this card.
I'm going to play on the couch and not be your best friend.
What?
Not be your best friend.
Why? Because I want you to eat your dinner.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not your best friend.
So I don't want her not to be my best friend.
Well, don't make her eat vegetables.
Well, that's exactly. So I microwaved a pizza for her.
I think you've done the right thing.
Thank you.
And
have
also,
I, really?
I believe that she is... conscious of the cost of living. She knows how expensive vegetables are.
Really?
She knows that you're not a great money manager. And she's trying to save the family.
Oh, that's so really sweet.
By her not eating vegetables, she's doing you a favour.
Can she eat fruit and nut?
Chocolate.
Cranberry fruit and nut. Yeah.
Can we
meet her halfway?
But isn't there vegetables in chocolate? Cocoa is a vegetable, isn't it?
I don't know if that's probably stretching it.
Jeez.
I want her to be healthy on the inside and out, but I just don't know how to put stuff in her that's healthy because I don't want her not to like me. And I've got the added challenge of her going to her dad's place where he might be better.
You know what? I used to judge my sisters because they had children young and their children, you know, grew up on chicken nuggets.
How are their kids now?
They're fine. Absolutely fine.
Really?
Yeah, I think give up on trying to get your kids to eat vegetables.
Okay, that's nice. Ed, your thoughts?
It's a battle. Every night, it's a battle.
So you guys battle because Tiff posted something, your beautiful wife, about tips to help kids eat vegetables.
Tips to help, yeah. But they don't mean that it happens all night, every night. And there's always a negotiation. Every night there's a negotiation around it. And we have people in our family. And they have been bragging to us about how much their kids love broccoli.
They're lying.
And they send photographs into group chats saying, look at him eating his carrots. Look at him. Or this is, him. Mate, look this at the person. Oh, God, who cares?
It's an illusion. This doesn't happen.
Well, see, I thought that. But my new partner, he reckons, because I say, what do you do with your... Oh, they just eat all their vegetables.
He can say whatever he wants.
back when I was a child, my parents would force me to stay at the kitchen table till I've eaten my vegetables.
See, my thoughts were, okay, you go to bed hungry. You don't eat your vegetables, go to bed hungry. But then I suffer because she wakes up in the middle of the night hungry. But. I don't get to sleep. So it's like, pardon?
Chock, chock. Here we go. This is what we're going to do.
There's no one listening. The children don't eat vegetables. They
don't.
Some do, I think. It's weird.
Yeah, we need inspiration. Come on, $100 bonds vouchers, beautiful bonds vouchers for those. And we asked for this, those who are ready to brag. Do you have children or did you have children that ate vegetables?
And how? Because I used to hide mine under napkins. Like my parents were the same. You had to eat your vegetables, but ugh.
You wait till your dad goes to get another packet of cigarettes and you put them in the bin.
Okay, well, there's one technique. So 13, 10,
so now 60. I got to take up smoking too. That's horrific.
Vegetable braggers. Do your kids, or have they eaten vegetables?
Don't we all lie. Need help. Don't
mate, the
lie.
Board, the yeah, they're coming in hot. These people are my people.
Nah, I'm going to interrogate them. Hughie, Ed, and Aaron. We've just been joined by one of Australia's, if not the world's hottest entertainers.
What, you are obsessed.
Well, this man has everything.
He's more than the aesthetic.
Well, I'm talking about more than the aesthetic. Go. I'm talking about the way he moves, the way he speaks, the way he sings.
Thanks. Thank you. I feel a bit embarrassed. I don't have the rig of Ed Cavalier at the moment.
No one does. No one.
Millsy, his name is Rob Millsy Mills, and we love him dearly. And he is part of Movember. Here he is. He's copping the quote, the push-up challenge.com.au, young Millsy.
Yeah, so in 2020, there were 3,139 people that unfortunately took their life.
Wow.
So throughout the month, throughout this month, I'm doing 3,139 push-ups along with another probably thousands of people around the country. There's a really good app that you can download and do the push-ups with you. So yeah, it's a really great thing, raising money for Lifeline and also for Movember, who are putting in mental health programs and also doing a bit more research on how we can combat this.
Because it's more a problem with men as well, and men traditionally don't talk much about their feelings. They're better now than they used to be, but it's still not that great.
Yeah, much better. I mean, there's someone who's sort of affiliated with this station doing a great job at the moment, Gus Warland. He's doing incredible work in this space. Along with, there's a guy called Zach Seidler who's at Movember. I researched a book, which will come out later in the year, and Zach was saying that throughout history, mainly it was women that were studied to talk about psychology and to talk about all these things and about thoughts and feelings. And now we're finally going, oh, how do we actually make it work for men? Mm. So that's what he's doing, and that's why I'm involved with this, because I truly believe in what the work that Zach's doing also in Movember as well.
Can I say, keep calling your friends. Friends from years ago, friends from yesterday. Keep talking to people, because talking to people is the way that you can share your issues and you can dissipate your problems.
100%. There's this thing with blokes as well. We just take a lot longer to open up. We're so used to these sort of grey friendships, but the longer that we sort of hang out with someone, the longer, so the more trust that we build over time. Yeah. So just the more that you can be open to it and also put your hand up and say, actually, I'm not doing okay. It's okay. What I found is when you show your true vulnerability, that's actually when you show your true strength.
Yeah, yes. I love that. That's such a powerful way to put it. So true.
Can I also say this journal, and I know it sounds daggy, but write down your thoughts. Mm. And you don't have to show them to anyone else, but just writing them down.
Georgie read my diary the other day. She says, what's all this? I go, this is my thought journal. This is not for you.
Georgie is your now fiancé, isn't she? Beautiful fiancé, works for Flash News and The Project and other things. She's incredible. Oh, wow.
I think she's interviewing you.
She is straight after this, so I'm very excited to chat to her.
She read your thought journal and the marriage is, you're still getting.
we're still going to go, I don't mean this stuff.
Dear diary, Cindy, it works really hot, was it?
I can't go into what it was about.
But that's a good segment.
Keep it locked up. Keep it locked up.
Now, we're coming back because you guys are going to do, it's the pushupchallenge.com.au, but we've got our own push-up challenge, which is going to take place in the studio. It is Hughie, who has been doing, well, he's going to reveal to you what he's been doing in a moment, Millsy, because he's quite proud of himself. But we're going to see who gives up first. It's Millsy versus Hughie. It's push-ups in the studio, but we're playing for Hump Day Hampers. If you believe that Hughie will do better, 13, 10, 60, and say Hughie, or if you believe Millsy will never give up because he never does, then 13, 10, 60, and see which, get on the winning team. Actually, I might have to go at random because everyone will say Millsy.
Just for the record, I've never won any competition that I've been a part of.
Put your shoulders back. You look weak. I've got to put my shoulders back,
but yeah. Aaron is poking me hard.
No, because I'm trying to get you to muscle up. I don't want Rob to think he's got an easy
win. He doesn't.
Win.
No, I don't. I'll actually lull him
into a false sense. Hunch again. Hunch. Good boy.
It's my natural.
Hughie's an absolute fighter. I saw you on the run the tan again the other day and you blitzed it.
Mate, I don't give up, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make awful noises. Hughie, Ed and Aaron. Before we get to the push-up challenge, me and Rob Millsy Mills, can we just talk your other careers?
Like, yeah.
Now, he's been part of the biggest shows in Australian television, Australian Idol. He owned that back in the day. Masked Singer, absolutely smashed.
Can we hear
that.
A bit of Millsy on the Masked Singer? Here he is, killing it. Do you remember that one, Hughie? How good was that?
I don't know who that was.
Milsey, don't ruin it.
I knew it
the point
wasn't
is he won't know who it is.
I knew it wasn't Milsey.
Who was that?
It doesn't matter who it was. We focus on who was it?
Who was that?
Who was that?
That was Cody Simpson.
Awesome. There you go. Yep. Now,
no, it was Darren McMullen. So
no one knows why he won, but it's okay.
Hey, Milsey. Oh, you came second.
Yeah,
didn't
I'm still shattered. I'm still shattered. Oh,
the wolf, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but Cody Simpson, he's doing all right. He's made the swim team.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
he's not in Hairspray.
That's
though,
right.
He's opening in August. Make sure you book a trip to go and see that.
Thank you.
That is huge. And you're always great in so many of those shows. Now, and that one will be the best ever. But now,
oh God, you know that's going to be on the big poster outside it now. The best one ever.
The best one ever. Yeah. Cheesy.
I said that about the Dolly Parton show, which I can't remember saying. But anyway. Now, Milsey, Neighbours, yes. You're on that for how many years?
I did 3 years.
Three solid years.
Yeah, 3 solid years on Neighbours. On and off for a bit. And then I did 13 months full time. But it was one of the best things I've ever done. I grew up around the corner from Neighbours where they film it in Vermont. So I grew up in Glen Waverley. I played baseball right behind there. it was something so wonderful to be a part of. It really is such a family there.
Mm.
Working with Fletch, Alan Fletcher, of course, plays Dr. Carl, Jackie Woodburn, who plays Susan. Basically, those two just, I think, raised, you know, generations of Australians.
Mate, my only scene on Neighbours was with those two. So
what was your scene?
I played
a farmer, but that's
great
not worried
question.
About
it. No, great
let's
question.
Let's worry about it.
No, listen, we want to play it.
No,
he asked a question. He's a guest on this show. How dare you?
Nick's
take a listen.
He isn't
poor Nick's
there.
Flabbergasting.
He's not going to be able to find it.
He hasn't done his. Wait, let's go.
Was there a board?
Do you know if there's a mobile phone tower around here anywhere?
See that little road down there?
Why did you put an accent on?
Yeah, well, they used to have a live audience. Remember that? No, that was on. I played that at the Logies 1 year. So, yeah, anyway, you'll be at the Logies, won't you?
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there this week.
Yeah, Ed Cavalier will be winning for Have You Been Paying Attention?
Don't do that.
No doubt about
and
that.
You'll be there too, won't you?
I will be there.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Erin, you will be doing your own show on Sky News.
Well, it's
News.
The first year I haven't been invited in like 12 years. Oh, what? Because I leave Channel 9.
Yeah, but you've got your own show on Sky News that night.
Yeah, good point on that night. Make sure you tune in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I won't be tuning in. I'll be at the Logies. I'm so sorry. I might watch it on catch up.
You can watch it on Flash.
I can watch it on Flash News.
Yes,
there we
thank
go.
You
very
so
good.
Much.
Yeah, very
so
good.
Your partner's on Flash as well.
Yeah, she does a daily bulletin for Flash, and she's interviewing Erin this afternoon as
about
well.
About my new show, which starts Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
So
this
Sky.
Is just
too much love. Too much of a love.
But actually,
Neighbours was great.
Can we play a scene? I know we're taking too long here. Can we play a scene from you on Neighbours? And you need to explain this to us.
One thing I do know how to make is a cup of tea. Where do you keep your tea bags?
Oh.
I'm sorry if I said something.
No, you put a camera in a chest of tea once.
Did I?
You're right. Guys, I'm sorry.
We keep the tea in here now.
Oh, what the old hell? Tea bagger.
The old camera in the tea bag.
Wait, what? You put a camera in a tea bag?
I was not a good guy. Look, I was my character was not a good guy.
And you didn't remember?
No, I didn't remember. I got amnesia.
How many cameras did you have?
I fell off a cliff. Well, Susan pushed me off a cliff, and then I woke up from a coma with amnesia. And then I actually died. I was digging a
completely plausible.
Yeah. I was digging a grave for Susan. I was trying to get rid of her. Well, everyone knew she had to go. And then I died in my own grave. Anyway, water was filling up and I drowned. And then I came back as a ghost a few times. I even got to go come back as a ghost in the final episode.
What? Yeah. So you are in the final episode as a ghost?
Yeah. Yeah,
just filming people. That's your own little ghost level. Camera and your ghost shoe.
Yeah.
So let's, can you two please get on the floor together because I am, I have had about enough of this.
Warm up,
so,
get in
can
there.
Can we come back for it? Can we
I've got to set it up. So thanks to our Hump Day Hamper friends, 20% off a Jurlik Rosewater and Mulberry Silk Hamper at thehamperemporium.com with code GOURMET20 at checkout. Offer available for a limited time. Look at this. It's got a silk robe, the eye patch. It's luxury. Nothing says Milsey like luxury. The Golden Hour soy wax candle. Nothing says Milsey like a Golden Hour. The Morgan's French Vanilla
Almond. Hour? Thank you.
Thank you so much. The full hour that I paid for. So here we go. Who is going to last? Who is going to give up first? We're going to find out next. So 13, 10, 60.
Can I have an early bet?
No, Susie. You can do it in oh, okay. Well, you can do it next door now.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Let's start asking the question. Jess from Harrington, who's going to give up first? Thanks, Jess.
No, I think Jess is going
to...
No, I'm not telling you.
Who's going to win? Ask her who's going to win.
Kai from Bundina.
No, she said it. Milsey. Jess has said Milsey. Milsey's going to win, according to Jess.
No, I think Kai... she was who was going to give up first.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Jess. 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 Is Milsey going to give up first, or am I going to give up first?
Look, I think if it's just
nah. Kai from Bundina, who is going to win the push-up challenge?
Excuse me, are you serious? Of course he's going to win.
There we go. Here comes Sky from Kingswood. Sky, who is going to win the push-up challenge? Oh, she's gone. Nicole from Wentworth Hills. Who is going to win the push-up challenge?
I said that Milsey would lose, so Hughie's
going to
win.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So.
What is going on here? Hughie's old.
I'm shocked by this.
I know, he really is.
And how old are you?
I'm 51, mate.
Yeah. So let's get to
I'm 40 next week.
I'm all 40 next week. Enough talk. Here we go. Aaron, you're a commentator.
Yeah.
Are you doing it too? Why are
is
you getting...
to, is this to, like... Time
whoever gets time? Up, gives up first. No, it's whoever gives up first.
Okay.
So,
all
right. So let's go here we go.
Let's just go.
Okay. Three, two, wait. One, go. One, two. Is that the kind of commentary or did you want more technique? Three, four. Well, okay, Milsey's just gone for the hand tap. He's just tried to take out Hughie's left arm. Milsey looks better from above. I'll give him that kind of shot. Hughie, where's your bum?
I'm going faster.
He is going faster. But my God, Hughie's face is the colour of a beetroot now, a red, red beetroot. Oh, my God. Hughie, be careful. Don't.
No, I'm good.
Oh, God. Now, Hughie's really slowed down. He's really straining. Milsey's not doing particularly well, to be honest.
Come on, Milsey.
Oh, God. He's mid-push-up, mid-push. Oh, God. He's about to collapse. Okay, he's gone. Milsey's gone.
Milsey's done it.
Milsey's gone.
Milsey's the winner.
Good game. It was good, mate. It was very well done.
Hug it out. Hug it out. Touch your breasts. Touch your hard breasts together.
Milsey definitely won the push-up challenge. So. Milsey could have gone all day. You need to take on Ed Cavalier is what you need to do.
Absolutely not. I've seen Ed recently. Well, he looks very ripped.
Yeah, he does.
Or Aaron Molan.
Nah, it's all right, man. I'm a girl. I couldn't possibly do a push-up. No, I'm a girl.
You could have gone for another 2 minutes, couldn't you?
I could have kept going. No, absolutely not. I was ready to tap out. So thank you.
Well, I tell you what, you get to see that video and visit thepushupchallenge.com.au. Milsey!
Thank you, guys.
Legend.
Thank you so much.
Legend.
Please donate today. It's double dollar match day for push-up challenge
oh,
as well.
Amazing.
Hughie, Ed and Aaron have had their best show, Like the Australiano, featuring McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed, unmistakably Aussie.